Cody. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Sorry, I didn't know that was me saying my name or you.
Good, man, good. So how's it feeling, dude, to be like the new band of LA?
Pretty good, man. I mean, dude, considering everything that's going on. But they're about to, everybody's about to move to Texas because Texas is open back up. We got some shows and stuff, so.
Oh, cool.
Moving from LA is tough.
Didn't you originally move from Texas to LA?
Yes. But now with LA under quarantine, we decided to move to Texas so we could actually go to a restaurant and a bar, you know, for the time being.
So when did you actually move to LA? Like how long has this all been going on, this whole band?
September I moved to LA. October we started recording.
Oh, cool. Okay. So
we wrote like 25 songs in a month and started recording them.
So how did you did you go out there and did you already know, like, it sounded like you hooked up with your guitarist Mitch first?
No, I never met anybody in the band. Well, I went out there and auditioned, and then I was still living in Texas and decided to move out there full time after everything kind of fell into play.
Wow. So are those guys from LA then?
No, everybody's kind of from somewhere different. Mitch is from Wisconsin, I'm from Texas, drummer's from Denver, Gabe is from Brazil. So, yeah, melting pot.
So the question I asked, it's why LA? Like, is LA still the big scene? Is there still a scene going on out there? And obviously it is because you guys are doing it and breaking. But is there still like a really cool rock scene going on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's just where the band was. So I went out there, and our producer's there, our management's there.
Nice.
You know, it's LA, it's Hollywood. So
right.
Rock and roll, man.
Right.
Still just as alive as it was in the 80s.
Cool. Very cool. So now you said you're going to be, is the whole band going to go back relocate to Texas, or is this going to be a temporary thing, or?
Temporarily, until California opens back up.
Okay.
But we have, like, two shows this weekend, and, you know, it's just back to normal kind of out here almost. I'm at the gym right now, actually.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So Texas is opened up that much, like, gyms are open and all.
Yeah, so in about an hour, the governor is going to announce the new plan, which will allow bars to be at capacity at 50% and et cetera.
Wow. See, I'm here in Nashville, and they last week they opened up like restaurants to 50%. But some of the restaurants decided to still stay closed just due to, you know, curbside pickup thing.
Same here.
And even like the honky tonk bars, they reopened 50% capacity, but no live entertainment is allowed to go on yet.
Yeah. Nah, we're playing. It's not like that here. I mean, I played three shows last weekend.
Holy cow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
But how's it been, like, overall for you guys? Like, you know, you guys put out your first single a few months back with Fever, and you followed that up with Casanova more recently, and you guys are, you know, with this whole pandemic quarantine thing going on, like, you haven't been able to do shows with the band. Has it been, like, really frustrating for you?
Yeah, definitely frustrating. But, I mean, we made a music video with everyone across the country. You know, we hired videographers whatever town we were in. So we still work. You know, we're about to release a new video. And that's why they're coming here, so we can just keep working. We all live in a house together and get back to work.
Nice. You know, something I found out too as I was going through, scrolling through the Facebook page. So was the name of the band always Moon Fever, or was it something different, or did things change once you came aboard? Or?
They had another band, but I think they used that Facebook because it had, you know, like 5,000 likes or whatever. So they just changed the name on the shit so they didn't have to start over.
Okay. Cool. Now, one thing I saw too was, going back to the Facebook page, was you and Mitch, your guitarist, you guys did an amazing acoustic version recently of Led Zeppelin's Going to California.
Yeah, thanks. Led Zeppelin, man. I love them. But yeah, we had to do that just through a Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say too. Like, it seems like Zeppelin is the big thing. You guys, I think it might have been Mitch who mentioned somewhere that you know, once you came into the thing, he kind of pictured you as like his Robert Plant and him being Jimmy Page.
Yeah, we love Zeppelin, man. So it's kind of definitely a big influence.
That's awesome.
Definitely, and that's like, you know, when I think about singing rock and roll, I just can't help but try to sound like him, because when I think about rock and roll, it's the first guy that comes to mind.
That's cool. So the first single was Fever. Do you guys put out a lyric video for that? Do you guys do an actual video for it, or?
No, I think we have a real video for a new song called "Shaking Off the Evil." That I said, like, that we recorded through quarantine. And but yeah, just the lyric videos for Fever and Casanova. But the next two singles have actual music videos. They're gonna be really pretty sweet. I'm excited.
Cool. So Casanova doesn't have a video either. Just seeing, like, kept seeing like a teaser thing on Facebook. Would look like a video.
Well, we made a music video. Yeah, we made a music video for it. And we didn't like it, so we decided not to put it out.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So now with the next single, when is that one coming out? Later this year?
No, it'll be out in like this, I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh,
we're
wow.
Still waiting for management. Yeah.
Now, all these singles, did you go in and record them? You know, do you have like an album ready to go or an EP? Or is it like you just kept going in and recording the singles?
We recorded 20 songs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we're just dropping out 10 singles and then a 10-song album after all the singles are... we make it through.
Now, are you guys going to do, so you're doing these singles and you went through digitally and lyric videos or actual video, and then at the end of the 10 songs, you just release a physical copy of the album?
Yes. No, we're going to do 10 singles with videos and then a 10-song album.
Okay. That's cool. That's really cool. That's a cool way to do it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad we got to record all those songs.
You know, what's it been like, too? Like, I see, like, a lot of reviews coming in. Like, you guys are getting tremendous reviews for the first singles. And it's not just here. It's, like, all around the world. Like, is that kind of, like, almost intimidating at times?
No, it's pretty exciting, I guess. Given the circumstances, it's just exciting. That's all I can say.
Now, what's going to be, like, the plan going from here? Like, so you guys are going to go out to Texas to do some shows and just kind of play it by year when things start reopening up a little bit and start getting some shows booked around the country, or?
Yeah, we're coming to Texas so we can make more music videos together. And then we're just going to play absolutely anywhere. Anywhere they'll have us, we're just going to play.
Nice. That's cool, man. That's cool. So, yeah, you said you guys have shows this weekend coming up?
Yeah, we have one in Oklahoma and one in Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, cool. So Oklahoma's opened up too then, huh?
Yes.
Nice. So so where's the best place we should send everybody to do...
our website, moonkeeper.com, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, anywhere they want to look us up.
Nice. Cool. Well, Cody, dude, thanks, man, for doing it. Good luck with everything, the music.
Hey, thank you.
Awesome. I'm digging it.
Man, I appreciate it, brother.
And yeah, when you got here in Nashville, let's rock out.
Oh, we will, man. We should be good there soon.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you soon then, man.
Nice talking to you.
You
all
too.
Right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.